This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin has the nation's second highest rate of deadly falls among those 65 and older. A program to prevent falls has been shown to work, but relatively few who could benefit from it are using it. Shemaine Mills reports.
It's been called an epidemic. Despite its sometimes deadly consequences, falls among the elderly often get less attention than other pressing health concerns. But health officials around the state say falls are taking a financial and physical toll that can't be ignored, especially in a state that's older than most. Jane Mahoney, a UW-Madison professor of geriatrics, says the death rate from serious spills has increased since 2000.
Fall-related emergency department visits have also increased over that time. And there are many reasons for this, but one of this is just the sheer numbers related to the aging of the population.
To drive home her point during a health presentation, she shows a state map. It illustrates what percentage of residents in each county are 65 or older. In 2010, that was about 14%.
Look what happens for 2030.
It's a demographic eclipse. The map changes from mostly light to dark. Just over a decade from now, over a quarter of the state's residents will be elderly, with fewer people to care for them.
So that is going to put a disproportionate burden of falls in our rural northern population.
It's a concern in every corner of the state. As residents get older, muscle loss and medication can cause instability that can lead to an ER visit or nursing home stay. Barb Michaels is with the Aging and Disability Resource Center in Brown County.
Falls are increasing in our county, and they're costly. It is our number one injury in Brown County.
In 2013, she said Green Bay's four hospitals treated an average of 21 serious falls a day at a cost of nearly $15 million a year. The number of patients and the cost have both increased. In 2016, there were 23 serious falls a day in Green Bay's ERs at a cost of nearly $19 million annually. The most widespread falls prevention program used in Wisconsin is called Stepping On. This fall, a group of seniors gathered at a Dane County gymnasium where they learned how to avoid serious spills. 81-year-old Evelyn Graff had an ACE bandage on her wrist and was using a walker to get around.
I have fallen so many times I don't keep track anymore.
Graff says she's never broken any bones, but her older sister, 82-year-old Gladys Bookout, hasn't been so lucky. She and her husband Bob recalled a pair of falls, including an incident where she lost her footing in a parking lot and broke three ribs and punctured a lung.
First fall, you fractured your right hip, your arm, you tore up the rotator in your shoulder.
See? But I just forgot about all those.
Gladys recovered physically and with her sense of humor intact. But Jane Mahoney with the UW-Madison School of Medicine says two-thirds of those hospitalized for falls will go to a nursing home for either a short or long-term stay. Some don't survive. Wisconsin's elderly death rate from falls is twice the national average. These sobering figures are why health providers want to get more elderly into falls prevention programs like Stepping On, which teach balance and strength exercises. Mahoney says a study of 3,000 Wisconsin seniors who took the program showed a 50% reduction in falls 6 months after participating.
In a subsequent study, we also found it reduced emergency department visits for falls by 70%. So very important.
But less than 1% of those at risk for falls have participated in Stepping On. Mahoney and others say it's not lack of interest, but limited public funding that's preventing more elderly from learning skills that could be life-saving. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.